do they, when you put them down to sleep, I mean, is it any trouble? I mean, do they, are they pretty good about it? Do you enjoy it?
It's nice.
Yeah, I like working with kids.
Yeah.
You think you might like to do that? No, not forever.
No.
You don't think you'll do that for the rest of your life then?
No way.
No way, huh? Okay. Now talking about streams of water running along. Now starting with the smallest that you can think of and then going up, like the smallest stream of water would be called a
smallest stream of water. A dribble.
Okay. Oh yeah. That would really be small, right. Okay. And then you know, like going up, like okay, what would be the next biggest thing to you?
The only thing I could think of is a stream and then a river.
Okay, how about a creek?
Yeah. Well, a stream and a creek is about the same.
Is
a
that
creek,
about the same to you?
Yeah. Okay. No, let's see, a creek. A creek to me is something like, it's like a little small pond.
I see.
And a stream is just a stream.
Yeah, okay. Now, talking about land and like a rise in land, what would be the smallest rise you could think of?
Flat land.
Okay. And then the next highest thing would be?
A mountain.
Okay. How about anything in between?
A hill.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a thing on a door that you turn.
Knob.
Have you ever heard of any kind of land thing called a knob? You know what you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Peak, sloped peak.
How about a cliff? You know,
cliff.
Okay. If there was more than one cliff, you'd say there were several
cliffs.
Up in the mountains, kind of a place, a low place between the mountains that, like, a road can go through.
A low place between the mountains.
Kind of that, so a place that they could, build a road through without having to go on a mountain. I'll see if you've ever heard of, how about a gap? Have you ever heard of a gap or a pass?
Between a mountain?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. You don't know either one. You haven't heard those then.
Used in different ways.
You've heard it used in different ways? How have you heard it used?
Like a gap between cliff.
Between mountains, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you have heard it used that way.
Yeah, like between, it's used as space.
It refers to the space between.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What do you call a place where boats are tied up?
Dock.
Okay. Now, a place, well, I guess it could be in the mountains, where you've got a creek or a stream of water and then it'll flow along, then there'll be a drop off. The water drops off and you call that a waterfall?
Or waterfall. I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, no, it's hard waterfall. To describe it, yeah. But that's what you want to talk about. That's a
waterfall.
Waterfall. Okay. Yeah, it's funny when you there's so many things that you know what they are, but they're really hard to describe. When you start trying to think about how do you describe a waterfall, it's a funny kind of thing to describe. Now, this is going to be about roads. And what do you call most of the important roads, like
highways?